Good morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. On the program today, Lisa Johnson with the Adult Basic Education Program here through Chickasha Public Schools and Canadian Valley Technology Center, if I got that right.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Okay, very good. And some really exciting news for folks, and we'll have Lisa talk about that here on the program. And we want to thank our sponsors who are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems with us for the cool conversation. So, you guys were on spring break this past week, so kind of like with all the other schools, no classes, but getting ready for your final semester, I guess. Is that how that works out? You kind of follow the school year, I guess?
We do, yeah, we do follow the school year. We also have summer classes, so we're there year-round. We amend our summer schedule just a little bit, so our teachers get a little bit of a break as well, and the students do. So, but yes, we are in the home stretch, looking forward to this last 9 weeks of this semester, and trying to get as many graduates in as we possibly can.
Now, we have offered it here at the old Southwest School over at about 17th in Missouri, but there are classes available like in El Reno, I guess. Is that right? Canadian County? Or?
So we used to have classes in Canadian County. Mm-hmm. We don't anymore. We have classes in Garvin, Grady, and McLean counties. So where our classes are in Purcell, Chickasha, and Pauls Valley.
Got some exciting news for some folks who may have been in the program but never got their GED.
We are so pumped. So this is brand new. Even though the legislature approved this back in 2024, it has just come to fruition. Our oversight is by Oklahoma Career Tech. So Stillwater is our headquarters. And Lance Alley is our high school equivalency coordinator out of that office. And he has just gotten everything set and ready for this new diploma. It is called the Oklahoma Career Readiness Diploma. It's going to be such a huge benefit for people who took but never passed their GED or their HICET in the past and then gave up somewhere along the way. So there's lots of ways that these test scores and some high school transcripts and some TAPE scores, just a combination of all things that you never thought could possibly come together to make a high school equivalency diploma.
There's got to be hundreds of students that have gone through the programs statewide.
Sure.
That are now eligible to get that document they've been wanting for so long.
Absolutely. And, I mean, just in the Chickasha Center, of course, we've housed a lot of counties throughout our many years, 60 plus 70 years possibly. And we have thousands of files of students that we are currently going through every single file and trying to track down students who possibly passed back in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, but did not. So the GED comes in series. And when the GED ends a series, you lose all the scores that you might have passed at any point during that series. And so we have students who passed the series, but they never got an average. So you had to pass every test, plus you had to have an average. And
so, and how many tests in the series?
There were five.
Okay.
Now there are four on the GED. There are still five on the HICET. So it's science, social studies, reading, math, language arts, writing. And we are going back and finding these folks, many of whom passed everything but never got an average. A few we have found who passed everything in two different series of GED exams but never got an average. And we are trying our best to track those folks down. And I mean, we just want to say to folks, if you know of someone, if you are someone who you think that this might apply to, if you've ever taken and passed any parts of your GED and you want to contact us, we certainly want to reach out to you. We want you to reach out to us, and so we can go over all the details about this.
Well, that takes some persistence and patience to go through it twice.
Yes.
And not being able to go get over the hump, but now they can.
Yes.
Now just call you and you can get it all set up, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so just let folks know how they can get a hold of you through email or on the website.
On the website. Our website is through Chickasha Public Schools, so www.chickasha.k12.ok.us. Our phone number is 405-222-6562, and or my email address is fine, ljohnson@chickasha.k12.ok.us.
Now, this is for adults 21 and older,
have
right?
to be 21 mm-hmm. and older for this particular diploma. That's certainly not that doesn't change the rules of the other diplomas. So you can be 16 and older to still get your GED or to get your HICET. But this diploma is called the Oklahoma Career Readiness Diploma. It is focused on employability skills. And even though we want to make sure that you've got all the components you need to graduate and get this diploma, you are going to be ready to become employable. So you do have to spend 12 hours of instruction with this. That 12 hours can be used differently based on your needs. If you need to study for one more test, so if you passed everything but one test, we had a gentleman this past week who finished up, and he had passed all but one, and he studied for his language arts writing and passed that on Thursday. And so we're going to use those 12 hours however you need it. We helped one lady write a nice detailed resume, and she left the program with that she did not have prior to that.
Do they have a timeline on when they finish up that 12 hours?
There is no timeline right now, and we don't foresee any kind of timeline on this diploma in the future. So there's not a hurry, but I would say hurry. Mm-hmm. I would say if this is something that you have needed, wanted in the past, let's get you in here and let's get this finished.
So they could do 2 hours a day or 2 hours a week, or
right.
get it all done in a week if,
right.
if they have the time to do that.
Sure. All of our classes are set up in 2.5 hour increments. So we have morning classes, afternoon classes, and evening classes.
All right. So give Lisa a call and get something set up, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. Lisa Johnson is with us with the Adult Basic Education Program. Let's talk about your current group of students, and it's kind of open enrollment type thing, really.
Right. We do weekly enrollment, mm-hmm. so you just have to call and get registered to take the pretest and spend a few hours with this pretesting, going through orientation and but yeah, we do have open enrollment.
What is the pretesting?
So the pretesting is you do a math and a reading test. It's called a TABE test, Test of Adult Basic Education. And the nice thing about the TABE test, we were talking earlier about the Oklahoma Career Readiness Diploma, and your TABE scores now can count as high school equivalency for reading and math. And in fact, we just had a gentleman who came in off the street brand new 2 weeks ago. Took his TABE reading and math, and before he left that day, he had passed those two parts of that exam. So he came back last Thursday and completed the last three parts of his HICET and now needs his 12 hours, and he's done. So the TABE test is just a pretest. It's a federally required test that we give in order to enroll students into our program. And
how long does it take?
A couple hours. Yeah, they're usually there from about 8:30 to 11:30, and we get you in and out, try to get all your basics, get you scheduled for classes, and we work around schedules. You know, we understand we work with adults 16 and up, and so everybody has work commitments, family commitments, childcare, and all those sort of things. So we have lots of open class time for students to be somewhere in a class,
and they don't necessarily have to be there at the same time. They could do a morning class and an evening class,
exactly.
or an afternoon,
yes.
or whatever's.
Yes, we have a full-time instructor in the day, so we have morning classes 5 days a week, we have afternoon classes 4 days a week, and evening classes two evenings per week. So lots of opportunities, and we do online, so we have every possible way for you to end up with a diploma.
And how many instructors?
We have five total instructors. So we have classes in Paul's Valley and Purcell. So we have an instructor at each of those, evening instructor, our full-time day instructor. And then we've got some subs who work for us as well.
And about how many students?
35 students in the program, and that covers all three counties. We're a little bit low on our student count. But the best thing is last year of graduates for our program, and I would say this year we are right on track to do the same. We are graduating them almost as fast as they come in. So our head count might be low, but our graduation count is high.
Now, what about, so you've got 16-year-olds, that's got to be at least 16 to be part of the program.
Exactly.
And I'm sure some of them can just zip right through.
Yes, some can. Some come into us academically high. They have employment that they are headed into, a lot of oil field and or military kids. But also we have the kids who have struggled through their whole academic career. And so they end up being with us a little bit longer. But it's not any different than a, you know, 34-year-old coming in or a 65-year-old coming in. This gentleman that came in and passed this past week, I mean, he's 34, and he academically is, you know, he's got one of the highest scores on several of our tests. And so he just waited. He just he dropped out in high school, and he just waited a long, long time before he came back to finish this. So everybody comes to us in different situations.
What's the oldest student you've ever had go through the program?
We had a lady that was, I think, 72.
Really?
That was the oldest that I've ever worked with, yes.
So, yeah, no limits, right?
Absolutely no limits. And everybody has a desire to, you know, to learn or to succeed or to make one more step in their life.
And you'll have a graduation ceremony coming up here
pretty
quick? We
do. June 11th is our graduation ceremony. It's always a great time. There's just something about being with people who have left at regular academics and decided to come back, and the excitement that they have for themselves, their family members. It is a great evening that we share with the students.
Give us your phone number once again so folks can give you a call if they need to.
405-222-6562.
And the physical address, we say it's 16th in Missouri, but
17th
it's actually
in Missouri, and 1208 South 1208 South 17th is our address.
You got to go around the block from 16th Street to go around there to get there. It's 17th Street, I guess. So.
Yes.
Okay. Lisa, thanks for your time today. We really
appreciate it.
Thank
you, George. I appreciate
it. Lisa Johnson with the Adult Basic Education Program on our Cool Conversation program today. And a big thanks to our sponsors, who are Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems.